It is September month, beautiful. Just finished the last of the pruning. Starts to getting warm here. I'm driving past the lower slopes of the Helderberg towards Steynsrus. You know, there's a big bridge called the Steynsrus Bridge. If you drive down that road towards Fergrove, as you go down past, there's a big dam on your left-hand side as you enter the farms. On your right-hand side, we've got Seelig. Seelig means sea air. And I know on all labels, somebody says something about Seelig, the sea breezes. And even if it's in Robertson, people talk about the sea breezes. But in this case, I felt sea breezes in two different vineyards in the past. One at Lambert's Bay many, many years ago. The vineyard's now removed. And the other one in this vineyard, Seelig. I was standing there one day and the offshore was blowing. So the wind straight into the ocean. And it was the warm land air blowing into the ocean. And that's really good for surfing. So as I was watching the ocean, I was thinking, goodness, I'm going to go surfing now. And I just kind of finished my work in the vineyard. And as I was standing there, suddenly I could just feel this cold air hitting the vineyard. And then I realized the wind turned onshore. So it changed direction to blow from the ocean towards the land. So I realized that that's not good for surfing. So I won't be able to go and surf. So kind of left that and didn't go to the beach. Kept on working the vineyard, and then so I just felt like, listen, I've not felt sea breezes like that in a vineyard called the vineyard Seelig. It is a new project that we're busy doing. This grows on a guy's farm that said that they're not willing to do extra work in the vineyard, but they are fine if we want to do extra work. So basically what we do is we do all the farming. They do the basics, like picking off the grapes, that kind of stuff. But all the pruning, all the suckering, leaf breaks, all of that we do. I do that with a very good friend of mine, Francois Hannekom. He's a viticulturist. He's got his own team of people that's highly trained. And they do the work for me on this. So it's a transformation process from traditionally farmed vineyard to get to a point where the quality of the grapes are better. And if the quality is better, the wine's better. That's the easiest way to grow or to enhance quality of your wine is to better the quality of your grapes. And it's 100% Chardonnay. We age this in French oak barrels, which is 40% new, which is a huge amount of new oak for a wine. You cannot taste the wood on the wine. And that's what I feel like. It's actually weird. The more you spend on barrels, the less you, or the more expensive barrels you buy, the less you can the less you can actually taste the wood on the wine. So it sounds like kind of a waste of money, but good quality wood, you're not supposed to taste primary. You want to taste the wine. You want to taste the grapes. And the wood needs to be play a supportive role in the wine. So the barrels we use, we only use one cooper. They make it in Italy, in Bolzano, Italy. And the wood they use is wood that they buy in Germany and in France in two different forests. Once they've actually decided which tree to plant, these guys taste the trees. They know what good trees look like. They know what good trees taste like. They've been doing it for a lot of different years. It's fourth generation. So when they select a tree, which takes some time, they would negotiate a price for the government, because the government owns those trees. They'll chop it down and then move it to Italy. Now these trees are between 180 and 240 years of age. It's old trees. So then first, which I find very interesting, they have to scan it for shrapnel. So there was, in the First World War and the Second World War, they have had huge fights in those forests, and there is still shrapnel stuck in the trees. So that's how old these trees are. So they first scan it, and then they make planks from the trees. These planks that they would use for the barrels at the end of the day, they take that to the mountain in a little town called Flas, and they pack it into huge stacks. So these stacks are there to dry, so the air blows straight through it. In the winter, in the summer, it's nice and warm. In the winter, it's these columns of snow. And the wood dry in the mountain, and for between 3 to 6 years. Now, these guys come to my cellar once a year, and they come taste my wines. And then while they're sitting in the cellar, we taste the wines, and we basically make a plan. We work out a plan, how much oak we're going to use on these wines, what type of oak. So they would say to me, listen, we've got a tree that's been in the mountain for 3 years, and we've got a tree that's been there for 6 years. And then we're going to use one of these planks and every third one from that tree. And so they're basically blending a barrel according to the taste of the wood to make sure that I get a barrel that's suited for the style of wine. Now, on this wine, I like using untoasted barrels. So it's barrels that's got no smoking, or no, what they call it, it's toasting, you call it. So they bake a fire inside the barrel and they burn the barrel on the inside. You call it toasting. And there's different levels of that. The higher the toasting levels, the more you get that taste. And I don't personally like that much. So I don't like that toasting levels a lot. So I have just pure wood in contact with wine with zero toast. And that works well for me. The wood becomes very integrated in the wine. You first taste the wine and then the wood. So yes, that's Seelig, 40% new oak.